12 seconds at Kitty Hawk.
On December 17, 1903, on the freezing, windy beach in North Carolina, two brothers from Ohio did something humans had dreamed about for thousands of years. They flew. Orville and Wilbur Wright weren't scientists or engineers with fancy degrees. They ran a bicycle shop in Dayton, Ohio. But they were obsessed with the problem of flight. They read everything they could find about birds and gliders. They built a wind tunnel in their shop to test wing shapes. They discovered that a lot of the published data about air pressure on curved surfaces was wrong, so they calculated the right numbers themselves. They spent years testing gliders on the windy dunes of Kitty Hawk before they even tried to add an engine. Their airplane, the Flyer, had a 12-horsepower engine they'd built themselves, because no engine company would make one light enough. It had no wheels, just wooden skids. It launched from a rail laid on the sand. On that December morning, Orville lay flat on the lower wing, worked the controls, and felt the machine lift into the air. The first flight lasted 12 seconds and covered 120 feet, shorter than the wingspan of a modern jet. But by the fourth flight that day, Wilbur stayed up for 59 seconds and flew 852 feet. The age of aviation began with two bicycle mechanics who refused to believe the problem was unsolvable.